on this date, the 20th of May. Happy Victoria Day. This day took Gilda Radner, the Macho Man Randy Savage, and Robin Gibb, but also gave us Tony Stewart, and Cher turns 73 on this date. And John, it was on this date, 50 years ago, some fans at a Chicago Cubs game beat up Peter Cetera because they didn't like the length of his hair. Broke his jaw. He had to have his jaw shut, wired shut for a couple months to put that thing back together.
Wow.
And somebody should have done it after he did this song.
Yeah. Is this Karate Kid?
Yes. It was
a bad turn for Peter Cetera. There were Amy Grant duets that I'm sure he's very ashamed of right now. I mean, he's cashing the checks.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Those
some awful Peter Cetera.
Did you? She wasn't on that one, was she?
I don't think so.
All right, I got to look it up now.
Hard to say I'm sorry, you're the inspiration.
Well, those were Chicago songs, okay. But there were ones that he did with Amy Grant that were not Chicago songs that are going to...
I Want to Take Forever Tonight. Is that one with her?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here.
How it leads me back again.
Did you have to play this at some point?
Yes.
Like on the radio?
This is 80s top 40 radio.
Oh,
this ran me out of top 40. This is when I said, I got to get to when Peter Cetera was good. Get me on one of those classic rock songs. This song right here, Chase Me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But I got something even worse for you coming up at the end of Trash. Game of Thrones, that was the finale last night. And now you remember the episode a few weeks ago when somebody left a Starbucks cup or something on a table? Well, last night it was a plastic water bottle that showed up in a scene that people are talking about. It was left at the foot of one of the guys in one of the scenes, and apparently you can see it. There was a screen
catch. You would think, you know, you wouldn't need purified water back then because most of the water would probably be pretty pure. With, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of pollution.
I don't know. Or
the people just
and stuff.
Bathing in that water.
Yeah,
or whatever.
It's multi-purpose water back then.
You probably did want to.
So some guy tried to drop kick Arnold Schwarzenegger over the weekend. Did you see that? Arnold Schwarzenegger was out at some kind of event in South Africa, and a guy came. He was in a gymnasium. And he was taking pictures or doing something with his cell phone and with a microphone, and then some guy just runs up behind him and drop kicks him. And Arnold's got guy. He has people. He's got beefy guards.
I'm sure.
So they get this guy right away, and Arnold claims he didn't even know what was going on. He thought he was just...
I didn't even feel it.
Yeah, he said he thought he was just jostled by the crowd.
I thought they were fans.
He said, I'm just glad the idiot didn't interrupt my Snapchat. I guess he was doing, I don't know. And then, you know, Arnold's 71 years old now. And then you remember the scandal with Arnold a couple years ago when he was governor of California and it was learned he had a kid with his maid?
Yep.
Well, that's while he was married to Maria Shriver. Well, that kid graduated from college.
Are they not married anymore?
I don't think so.
Okay.
That kid graduated from college and Arnold went to the graduation. Joseph Baena is the name of the kid. And Arnold posed a photo of himself congratulating his 21-year-old son, who was wearing his cap and gown from commencement at Pepperdine University.
Well, congratulations. That's cool.
I wonder how he afforded the tuition at Pepperdine University. Mm-hmm.
Papa Sweet Money done jacked it up.
Arnold said, quote, 4 years of hard work studying business at Pepperdine. You have earned all the celebration, and I am so proud of you. I love you. And the kid is, he's muscle bound like Arnold. Lindsey Buckingham returned to the stage on Saturday.
But not with Fleetwood Mac.
No, he was at his daughter's graduation. This was his first live performance since he underwent open heart surgery back in February. So his daughter and the kids in her choir sang Landslide, Fleetwood Mac's Landslide, and then Lindsay came out and played guitar while the kids were singing that. So good that he's back out there. And then also, returning to the stage for the first time in 40 years, this was Friday night in California. I don't know what kind of crowd was there, but this dude here, Sean Cassidy, his first show in nearly 40 years Friday night.
He hasn't played in 40 years?
I guess he's been a TV director, a successful one at that, producer and director. And so for the first time since this horrendous music was, I had a sister who loved him, Sean Cassidy.
The look or the music? Or both?
The look. Yeah. No, because she liked Led Zeppelin, you know, and she liked AC/DC and Black Sabbath and stuff, but she had his posters.
I got a bunch of them mixed up, like the Leif Garretts of the world. And
all that crap sounded the same. Leif Garrett, sure, Sean Cassidy. 1978, Sean Cassidy was up for Best New Grammy Artist along with, you ready? Andy Gibb, Foreigner, Stephen Bishop, and Debbie Boone. Debbie Boone ended up winning.
What year was that?
Best New Artist, 1978. So, hey, I give him credit. That's 41 years ago. He bailed. He realized, this is embarrassing. I'm
going to be singing in shopping malls if I don't stop this.
I'm pulling the plug on this. And so he did. And he did TV shows and stuff like that. That's enough of that. That's the trash.